first of all, the President of the Republic of Zambia has no authority arising out of his free will and volition to be able to initiate a suspension of judges of the courts of Zambia, meaning therefore that the President of the Republic of Zambia can only act in accordance with the law to suspend judges as recommended by the Judicial Complaints Commission.
What do you say to your critics who are arguing that the suspension is a move on the part of President Hakainde Hichilema to consolidate control over all arms of government and therefore pave the way for political maneuvering ahead of the 2026 election?
This is a complaint that has subsisted at the doorsteps of the JCC, arising from a citizen who had complained. I must emphasize here that a suspension is a suspension, literally what the word means. This is not a removal. A suspension is to allow for the judges now, without continuing to perform their role in their state as judges, to be given an opportunity to be heard, to exonerate themselves over the allegations for which the complaint is founded on. The claims by certain quarters of the opposition that this is a maneuver to consolidate power, they are totally unfounded. Otherwise, if that were the case, then we are going to say that when it took place, when Patriotic Front came into office, were they also trying to consolidate their hold on power? We think that there is no credibility, there is no political maneuver or intention whatsoever on this particular move.
If these three judges were dismissed or removed because of what I understand to be what judicial misconduct, what exactly did they do?
Well, I think that the matter will now be able to unravel now that this has reached to this level. For what I understand now is, and of course, I don't want to sound prejudice to the proceedings that are already under the tribunal's consideration, is that a number of decisions or omissions were done by these particular judges, amongst which, you know, include their conduct in handling certain legal matters that were brought before them. But like I've said, when I speak to those issues, I don't want to sound to be prejudicate to those matters. And it is better that that we are reserved from making comments that might suggest in any way that there must be culpability on the part of one judge or the other.